I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Tensions rise and fall on the divided Korean Peninsula. They rose last year as two attacks from the north killed 50 South Koreans. In response, South Korea banned most humanitarian aid for the north. Well, now tensions are falling again amid a rush of diplomatic contacts between the two Koreas and the United States. Still, the South Korean government is not easing its stance on relief, even as the European Union and other international groups prepare to send aid to the north. Jason Strother begins his report in Imjingak, just south of the demilitarized zone.
A convoy of flatbed trucks loaded with sacks of flour pulls out of the Imjingak Peace Park. Reverend In Myung-jin of the Korea Sharing Movement says the 300 tons of flour will help feed 22,000 North Korean children. But he says aid from charities alone can't help all those in need.
So we tried to urge our government to support North Korea.
But even though the government in Seoul now allows private aid to the north, it still won't provide any official assistance. That's even as the UN World Food Program warns that many North Koreans face a severe food shortage yet again. The European Union has its own concerns about providing aid to North Korea. But earlier this month, it announced it will soon dispatch around $14 million worth of relief. Still, the EU's change of heart hasn't swayed Seoul, says Cho Jung-hoon. He's director of the Humanitarian Assistance Division at the South Korean Ministry of Unification. He says EU officials decided to send emergency aid based on what they witnessed after visiting there. But Seoul won't send aid to the north because of current disputes. Those include the sinking of a South Korean warship in 2010 and the bombardment of Yeonpyeong Island last November. But making sure the food actually reaches those who need it is another concern. Europe says it's been given unprecedented access to ensure that North Korea's military won't siphon off the aid. Private aid groups say they're also monitoring food distribution. Park Chang-il works with an aid group that produces tofu and soy milk at factories in Pyongyang. He says, when it's possible, we deliver the products to the school or location ourselves. But when we can't go, we ask our North Korean partners to send us pictures or documents showing that the food was distributed to those who need it. But some observers say corruption is so endemic in North Korea that it's impossible to prevent some food aid from being diverted. Shin Ju-hyun is chief editor at the Daily NK, a news website that relies on sources inside North Korea. He says he's not even sure there's really a severe food crisis taking place right now.
네, 거기서 이제 탈북자와
Shin says, based on what he learned from North Korean defectors and soldiers on a recent trip to the Chinese border, he didn't feel that the food situation was any worse than it has been in previous years. One difference, he says, is that because of a recent currency revaluation, some people who used to buy food on the black market can no longer afford it. Shin says despite Pyongyang's own very public requests for food, he thinks the regime might be stockpiling aid for next year. The North is planning a celebration to mark the 100th birthday of founder Kim Il-sung, and it wants to present an image of power and prosperity. North Korea propaganda analyst Brian Myers says posters began appearing in North Korea in 2008, depicting families sitting at tables with various meats piled on top. But he says, as it became clear that Seoul wasn't going to send food aid, those images started to change.
In January 2010, a new poster was issued, which showed a vegetarian table. There was no more meat on display. Instead, there was lots of rice and potatoes and corn, and really things that the regime could already lay claim to providing its people. And this downscaling of public expectations seems to be continuing even now.
Myers recently traveled to the north. He says he saw many children who showed signs of malnutrition, even in relatively affluent Pyongyang, a sign that the public's expectations there might be pretty low already. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.